Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish.
This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the Book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Freedomizers.
I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everyone so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us here tonight. And we can have you out there in Radio Land as well. The number here is, if you want to call in and talk to us, 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne, welcome in.
Hello, everybody. Got a little delayed reaction there. Hi, Freedomizers. Hey, Proof. How you doing?
Yeah, you sound, well, better than last week, at least.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm still sick, but I'm much, much better. Yeah, I had a respiratory infection and bad cough. I stayed in bed all weekend, but I'm all right now. I'm much better. I'm losing my mind today. There's so much going on, Proof. People are just stupid. So anything you want to bring up before we go into our stories? Because I'm really, really chomping at the bit here about that judge and the Fannie Willis Trump case.
Oh, the Fannie Willis judge. I thought you were going to talk about Ergeron or whatever that dude's
That one, too. He's another nitwit. But this judge, McAfee, he's reluctant to disqualify Fannie Willis because of the effect it may have on all her other cases. If the woman is a liar, if the woman is a liar, every one of her cases should be scrutinized. Not everybody charged is guilty. And if this woman's lying, then she's lying about everything. She's lying about being at the White House. She probably thought the White House would back her up, but, you know, I told you what they did to them last week. So, I mean, she's just another useful idiot, and so's her boyfriend, and so's his former law partner. The judge is reluctant to disqualify her. Now, she flat out lied in court, said she was not meeting with anybody at the White House. Turns out her and her boyfriend both met up with Kamala Harris at the White House. And then the boyfriend met up afterwards. So both of them were at the White House. And the boyfriend was there twice. So they're coordinating. And then they got a plant in there, too, that the white guy. And of course, it's a white guy, but they planted him in there. He's from the Department of Justice. He left a huge paying job to go sit in a DA's office in Georgia? Right. All right, he's a big-time Washington lawyer, and he was working for the DOJ. But now he's sitting in a DA's office in Georgia. Boy, that's a step down, huh? Making millions to making hundreds. It's all full of baloney, but that every single one of her cases should be scrutinized. If she can so easily lie, then what's she doing to people who are not Trump? You know, just the regular average Joe on the street. She wants him in jail, he's going to jail. And nobody's going to scrutinize her. She's a known liar.
So what's next then? We can't side against her because that might look bad. So
Fannie Willis
will win the case just because we don't want her to look bad?
Yeah, and all the other defendants that she's either going to try or has already tried are going to say, wait a minute, if this chick is a liar, then maybe we should have another look at the information she brought out against me. Because I told you I was innocent and you didn't believe me. And people who took plea deals and stuff, every single one of her cases should be scrutinized. If she's a louse, she's a louse. And if you think she just lied on Trump's case, think again. Because if she could do it so easily in a high-profile case like this,
Yeah, she obviously has experience in doing it.
Yeah, well, think how easy it was to lie in other cases that didn't have such a high profile. She should absolutely be scrutinized. They all should, including the judge. You know, he was appointed.
So can I ask then, so what does the judge think, that this case is just going to go away on its own? So he doesn't have to say anything about it?
Yeah, well, in a couple of weeks, he's got an election coming up. He's running unopposed. So they got 2 weeks to throw somebody up against him. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what he does after that, because he's just an automatic shoe-in. He'll keep his job.
Yeah.
So they got 2 weeks to put somebody up against him, which I doubt they will. And he's running unopposed, and Governor Kemp appointed him. There was a opening. So he didn't even have to run for that seat. He just threw him in there. But he's just a circuit judge anyhow. You know, he's not some big expert on RICO cases. They got a lot of nerve bringing a RICO case, any of them. Especially when they're the ones doing the conspiracy. That's a RICO crime. They're conspiring. They're lying. They're extorting. They're tampering with witnesses. As they told that guy, Terrence there, what's his name, Terrence something, the law partner, they told him to keep his mouth shut. And that woman, Merchant, Ashley Merchant, the lawyer for Trump's co-defendant, she is a smart girl. She's the defense attorney. Well, that guy, Terrence, was giving her all kinds of information. And they blamed it on the ex-wife. They thought the ex-wife was getting information to that lawyer because she's coming up with too much stuff that she shouldn't have been able to find on her own. So somebody had been helping her. Turns out it was the law partner. Nathan Wade's law partner. The guy that said he doesn't remember, he can't recall.
Exactly.
Yeah, he recalled a whole lot of stuff in text messages and written deposition. But on the stand, he tried to be coy because he had been threatened. This is insane. But she shouldn't be scrutinized because that'll open up a can of worms for all her other cases. What are we supposed to do? Accept that?
Well, in my opinion, if they let her stay on the case, that means they're gonna side with her.
Yeah, well, that's an automatic appeal right there. All of this is.
Oh, I know it is. But the goal is to separate Trump from his money. It's not about winning.
Right. Well, that'll get it out of there anyhow. So that gets it off all their heads. But Fannie Willis should be lucky if she gets to keep her law license and that nitwit boyfriend of hers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's as dumb as a stump. He is really super dumb. And her, I was actually feeling bad for her, Fannie Willis. She was rolling on herself. She was confessing to money laundering, to stashing cash, to holding on to campaign funds and misusing them. And she didn't even have to admit to any of that. There was
exactly.
an objection
that
was
just telling
sustained.
On herself. And on top of all that, she gets to stay on the case.
Yeah, well, the judge was trying to shut her up. The lawyer for the DA's office was trying to shut her up, too. He objected, and she said, no, no, no. And she kept talking. She didn't even have to say a word.
No, she wanted everybody to know. That's just like Ruby Freeman, who bragged about what she was about to do, how she was going to change America. And sure enough, she did. And now she gets to sue people for sharing the information that she put on Instagram Live.
Right. And she did it herself.
Right.
They rat themselves out and then get mad when other people call them on
it. It doesn't matter because they're going to side with them anyway.
Yeah, and she got to sue them. She made a lot of money on it, her and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know where this is going, but you know it's going to take 2 more weeks. with this case, because this judge is going to ensure he's got a job, and then he doesn't care what he's going to do. See what's going on in New York?
With the subway?
We're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, said she's sending 1,000 National Guard and state police officers and MTA police and all kinds of stuff, and they are doing random bag and container inspections of people taking the subway. And there's video of the National Guard holding their military weapons in their complete fatigue, and they're just picking people out of the crowds, sending them over to the table, putting their belongings on this table, and going through it. Matter of fact, one lady snatched up this guy's bag. I guess he was opening it too slowly for her, and she snatched it up and opened it herself. Now, I remember when they were suing Rudy Giuliani for stop and frisk. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
They said it was illegal? Yeah. And now Kathy Hochul says, well, you know, you want to be able to ride the subway in peace and not thinking the guy beside you has a dangerous weapon. She's looking for guns. So there's no Second Amendment in New York anymore? She came out and said she's looking for guns. Now, I think they might have had a credible terrorist attack, you know, threat, because that's an awful lot of cops and the National Guard. You just don't pull them out because you got some crime in your subway. You tell your DAs like that, Alvin Bragg, when you arrest somebody, keep them in jail if they're violent, instead of letting them out to continue their sprees, like
well,
the guys
that
beat up the cops.
Yet.
No, so they're going to put the New York, they're going to put the National Guard in the subways and go through people's personal belongings, and people are letting them. They're going along with it. There's more security in the New York subway right now than there is on our border.
Yes, but just like the airport, it's not going to be for the illegals. They're going to pick people that look like you and me.
Right.
They're not even going to pick black people.
Yeah, well, I saw them pick
they're
a couple
racially
of black
profile,
people.
But they're going to profile.
People.
They're going to profile whitey.
Yeah, we know what they're doing. They're picking out people who are wearing masks.
Are they?
I noticed that.
No.
Yeah, because you can't see their face.
Oh, well, that's
so,
good.
Yeah, well, you can't see their faces, but I noticed in that film, most of the people that walk by with a mask are pulled out of line and sent over to that table.
Oh. In that case, they're profiling themselves, so I don't care. They want to wear scams,
yeah, but,
then they'll learn the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple other people, too. They pulled over one old Chinese lady. I'm sure they're going to pull over nuns and stuff like
right.
that so they don't look like they're actually targeting anybody.
But scam wearers really aren't threats anymore because those are the Democrat voters. They'll let them.
Yeah, that's true. They will let them. That'll bump their numbers
liberal.
Up, too. Oh, yeah, well, we pulled over 5,000 people. 4,000 of them were wearing masks. So, yeah, but
okay.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. That seems to me like it's against the 4th, 5th, 3rd Amendments here.
Oh, it absolutely
maybe
is.
Maybe 6th. Yeah, you don't, and people are doing it. People are subjecting themselves to it. It says that you can refuse to have your bags gone through, but then you can't ride the subway, which is considered public transportation. So I guess you got to walk. You're not the public anymore. So it's voluntary. But don't try to use the subway if you don't volunteer. This
does that
is screwed
mean you
up.
Go to a different stop?
Oh, no. If you refuse, you know they're going to follow you. You're not going to get on another subway stop down the road.
Yeah, but I'm curious how many illegals they get for that.
I don't know. They're not asking for IDs. They're just going through your personal belongings.
Mm-hmm.
bags and containers. So if you're wearing like a suicide belt or something that they can't see under the big puffy coats, they're not going to stop anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're carrying a backpack or a briefcase, yeah. But if you have contraband strapped to your person, how are they going to find it? They're not patting people down.
That's true.
Yet. But, you know, they're fully locked and loaded in, with the guns. It looks surreal there. You know, it looks like the Green Zone more than the United States of America. You can come across the border with anything you want to carry, including children that aren't even yours. But don't try to get on the subway.
Well, if Hochul gets tired of it, they can always decertify that they're a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
They don't have to be a sanctuary area.
They won't. They won't. They like that.
Oh, of course.
They want to be loving and liberal.
Right, exactly.
They just don't want to pay for it. They want it in your neighborhood, not theirs. You know, I guess they get brownie points or some feels goods or something because they call themselves a sanctuary city. What's so sanctuary about it? It's not a sanctuary for the people footing the bill. That's for sure.
Well, they're not arguing, so you know the rules, Joanne. It's only illegal if they get caught, and it's only wrong if people complain.
Yeah, well, I remember when people complained about stop and frisk. They said it was racist. They said it was anti-American. It was against the Constitution. But now they're just stopping and frisking whoever they feel like. You know, not people out at 3 o'clock in the morning prowling around buildings. These are people just trying to get home on the subway.
Right. Well, if you watch enough of those videos, you'll see they go after a lot of white people wearing scams. And
yes, they do.
And old ladies.
Yeah, and old ladies. But
they're not
going to
go after,
you know,
a 31-year-old black man or younger-looking Hispanic men or
Middle Eastern
white people that are under age 40. They're not going to go after them. If
no,
there's
you know
a group of eight men that are military age, you're not going to stop and frisk them. Don't go after the guy that has his two kids with them.
Yeah, they'll go after the cute little white chick in the jeans with the little backpack. She's probably got her makeup in it.
But people that obviously aren't criminals, because they could say that, look, we're keeping people safe. We haven't found anyone with guns.
Mm.
So see, this is working.
Yeah.
See, it's all about making themselves look good, because that's what liberals do. It's not about action. It's about feelings.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing, too, if you're a bad guy, why would you take the subway? You know the National Guard is crawling all over the place. Wouldn't you take an Uber?
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
if you wanted to, you can get on the New Jersey Transit instead. That's not for the trains. That's just the subways, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to blow up the subway, you see that they're inside right at the turnstiles.
Mm-hmm.
You see the line getting up to that from the street? You got to walk down corridors and down the stairs and everything from the street to get to the subway before you even get to the turnstiles. And there's a log jam right there. You know, you wouldn't even have to get on the subway. You could take out that whole crowd right there.
Yeah, you can just throw a backpack down the stairs and hope for the best.
Yeah. And just like the airport, you stand in this long line waiting to go through security. That's where everybody's bottlenecked, right there in the line. Once they get past security, they all spread out and go to their different terminals. You want to optimum damage, do it before you even get to the security. They're stupid. You could take out more people waiting in that line than you can once you get to their, to that subway platform and everybody spreads out. And then what? You put like a couple of those people, maybe one-tenth of those people on each car. So now you've cut down your crowd by 90%. If you take out one car, the rest of the cars are still fine. But if you take out that whole logjam waiting to get through that line to get into those turnstiles, you could take out everybody before they spread out. You know, I was at the airport, and there was a big-ass, long, long line waiting to get through security. And this woman with the cleaning cart, she walked up beside the line. She got to right at the front with the, you know, the security gate. She opened the gate. She pushed her cart inside the gate, and then she went through the scanner herself. Now, she had just been in the bathroom on the outside of the security. Somebody could have put anything they wanted into her rubbish barrel, and then it got pushed past security without getting checked. She got checked, but the rubbish barrel didn't, and then she went into the bathroom on the other side of the security. So once that cart was inside security, whoever put anything in there could go retrieve it once it made it to the other bathroom. That cart was not checked. So that was stupid. I don't know. They don't know what they're doing.
Once again, Joanne, we can ask here. This is a real softball question for most, but how many terrorists did TSA actually find so far with these TSA checkpoints?
I don't think any.
Exactly. But they found a bunch of unopened water bottles.
Yeah, and shampoo and conditioner and toothpaste and mouthwash.
Yeah.
And they don't even give it to the homeless people.
In this trash bucket right in front of me.
Yeah. So you're standing, if any of that was explosive, you're going first, right?
Yeah.
Because it's in a barrel right beside you. You know, people spend a lot of money on that shampoo and conditioner and stuff, and they don't usually bring open bottles. They buy brand new stuff. So
this was the funniest thing. The last time I took my kids to New York, back in 2017, They took a bag of unopened potato chips that my kids were going to eat on the airplane. They confiscated that. They said there was too much air, and that could be a trigger for something.
Wow. Oh, the perils of shrinkflation.
Right, exactly.
I would have just opened the bag.
Well, this was pre-shrinkflation.
And they confiscated potato chips.
Yeah.
What a racket. Unreal. Hey, that thing you sent me about Garvey and Schiff out in California and how the algorithms had changed.
If that's fake news, because we haven't verified it yet, that's why I was asking if it was real or not. If it's not real, we won't discuss it. We'll skip that. We'll just say at least Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff are running in November, and we'll leave it at that.
Because at this point, those are the two that
will be on the ballot regardless. So. I really would like to get Steve Garvey on the show.
Oh, wouldn't you? I would love that, too. He was one heck of a baseball player. I was looking at his stats.
Yeah, I didn't know if you followed baseball heavily back in the day, but, yeah, he was a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some really good stats. I was looking over his information. But I would consider helping him, because the last thing we need is Schiff anywhere near power. He should be banished to California to stay there happily ever after. But he doesn't belong anywhere near. He's a liar. He's a hack. He's no good. And I don't believe the people in California would actually want him to be their senator. I don't know why they even let him be congressman for as long
as
they did.
Let me ask, Joanne, so he's out because he's running for Senate. He's out at, as Congress.
Yeah, but he feels like he's a shoo-in. He actually donated a lot of money to Garvey to get him up there to beat out the other Democrat. So, you know, as soon as he gets a chance, he's going to just pull that money from Garvey. Remember what they did with Trump? Hillary Clinton was spending all that money trying to support Trump because she thought he was going to be the easiest to beat. They even planted that Manafort because they wanted him to help him get the delegates, which he did. And then as soon as he got the delegates, Trump fired him. They were not expecting that, but Trump was on to their game.
But the thing is I don't think this is similar to Herschel Walker. I think Steve Garvey's a – I'm not saying Herschel Walker was not a credible candidate, but at the same time, I think Steve Garvey's case, even if it's California, is a lot more credible, and not just because it's Adam's shit. I think enough people really like Garvey. And I don't think it's that far-fetched to think he could win that.
Well, you know, that's another thing, too. You could tell California, look, the guy only wants one term. It's 6 years. So take a chance. I mean, how much worse can it get for you with the Democrats? At least take a chance. Try to get out of it. The guy says he can fix it. You give him one term. He's an old gentleman. So he says, you know, he's not going to bog you all down. If you don't like him, get rid of him after his one term. You know, that gives you 6 years to find somebody credible. Doesn't have to be Adam Schiff.
Right, and you know what you're getting with that loser. So you're better off taking a chance.
Oh, yeah, you know what you're getting with him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's got enough skeletons in his closet. He's rotten to the core. He's part of the swamp. And he's a liar. He come out of those skiffs. He was on the Intel Committee. And he would come out and say, oh, yeah, I saw real information that this, you know, Trump was being supported by the Russians and Russian this and Russian that. And no, he didn't. He didn't see any evidence of that. Because if he had, and he come out and told us about it, he'd be in jail for divulging classified information. You're not supposed to talk about what you saw inside that skiff. So if he come out and said he saw something, no, he didn't. Because the truth is classified. So whatever he said to us was a lie. Otherwise, he'd be in jail. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I completely agree. But I am curious about that, what we saw earlier, because while I think there could have been some funny business, I don't know if that was true or not, and we'll let that go. But
well, it's making the rounds.
Right. But at the same time, I think that anybody who was a Republican would have voted for him, and I do think the Democrat vote would have gotten skewed a little bit because there were three of those commies out there. So it would have made sense for me if Garvey won, because I just think that the average Democrat voter probably doesn't care who the Democrat is. They just want the D behind the name. I don't think they care.
Yeah, that could be true, the D. But they would know who this guy Garvey is.
No, I'm talking about an average Democrat voter has no clue who Adam Schitt or the other two people were. They just they're just voting for
a D. Yeah, they see the D and they check it off.
Yeah.
They have no idea who he is. But look at California. Look at all those places that are going out of business in California. Well, who's going to be left to pay the bills? You know, anybody who can get out is getting out.
That's why you have that one lady trying to get $50 an hour for employees.
Yeah, well, that's just to keep their employees so that they don't have to leave. But they got, like, Gloren Brothers, DSW, the shoe company, the Coco Republic, Marshalls, Old Navy, CVS, lots of them, J. Crew, Banana Republic, Abercrombie & Fitch, AT&T, all those places, Whole Foods, they're all going out of business. Nordstrom's, and those are just in San Francisco. Macy's.
Now, Oakland's ridiculous. Oakland's going to be a ghost town pretty soon.
Yeah, well, San Francisco sure is, too. The Hilton. Imagine the Hilton. It's probably a migrant facility now. Wow. There's a lot of places going out of business.
Yeah, but yet if Brandon suffers and he can't make it to 2025, Grissom is on the upper echelon because Big Mike, and I know that Big Mike is a nice lady and a lot of people want him to run, but he said once again that he's not interested, and I know that a lot of people say that could be fake news or maybe she's bluffing, but I do think legitimately that he's just not interested in.
No, she doesn't want the job. She doesn't need the job either. Yeah, she's living pretty good. She's got everything she could possibly ever want for the rest of her life. She's got enough money, enough houses, enough freedom, enough vacations, enough time away from that nitwit she's married to. All is not well in paradise with that couple. And that would be bringing them all back together, and she would be trapped inside that White House and under a microscope, and I think she likes having a little bit of privacy. Yeah, she doesn't want that job. Plus, you know, if all these questions remain unanswered about her, eventually someone's going to figure it out, or someone's going to say something. And then what? You know, I think it's better off, leave it alone. Just go about your business. He's already pulled it off once. Obama doesn't need a fourth term anyhow. He sucked at the first three.
Well, I just don't think, though, that, well, what, I guess being in sales, there's a term called whip 'em. What's in it for me? And I just look back at Big Mike, and what's in it other, if Big Mike does not want the power, what's the there's no difference in money.
Right.
Yeah, so they have all the money they could ever want. Does she need that power? And Barry Satoru,
no.
Mike, but I don't think Big Mike needs it.
Yeah, her husband wants the power. And that's the thing. It would be him with the power and should just be his sock monkey.
Assistant. Yeah.
So she doesn't want to be beholden to him. She doesn't want to do everything that he says. She has her own mind. And she would want to run it her way, but then she'd never be allowed to. You know, he's looking for a fourth term, and he'll even use her to do it. You know, he's using Biden. And it's not just him. You know, it's the whole crew. Victoria Nuland, she just stepped down, as a matter of fact. Jen Psaki, Jake Sullivan, Podesta, he's right beside Biden right now. He took over Kerry's job. Kerry stepped down.
Yeah.
So Podesta's back in the White House, and that's Hillary's boy. So it's the same crew.
There's rumor
they're still running the show.
Pronoun running again, if needed, but I don't know if America would even... I don't care how liberal you are, other than the white liberals living in New York and San Francisco and Chicago, I don't think the average Democrat even wants that pronoun running again. And
all
Trump has to do is say Epstein, and that's it. The Clintons are done.
Yeah, you know, they're still running their foundation and running their mouths. Hillary's making her presence known. And she's still got her operatives in the mix. But she's laying low for a while. Although she comes out every once in a while and gets snarky, just to let people know she's still around.
Yeah, but I don't think that they're going to turn to that one.
No, no, no. She's all done. Her, that ship sailed. She's done. But she's still driving influence.
Yeah, that's all.
Behind the
that's
scenes.
All that one is good for now, just influence.
Right. Same as Pelosi. You know, she knows how to get money, but she's been keeping her mouth shut, too. She's been real quiet, Pelosi.
So, and I've read several articles lately about how it's time for Brandon to step aside and hand the reins to Gretchen.
Yep. Yeah, she's one who's making some inroads, isn't she? And Kamala Harris does not like Gretchen Whitmer.
Right, because that's a threat. Kamala feels that that's her job, and she suffered for 4 years as a flunky, as a DEI hire, just to get to the point where she could be president, and you're going to have some white chick just jump over her?
Right. Yeah, well, somebody brought up Gretchen Whitmer. Was talking to Kamala Harris, and the look on her face at just the mention of Whitmer's name, she didn't have to say a word. You know, somebody said, well, Whitmer said this, and she said, oh, that's nice. And she didn't say anything more. She was like, move on. We're not going to discuss her. But that Victoria Nuland, she's a warmonger. I don't know why she resigned, but she's evil personified, too. And did you see Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow when they were talking about Virginians being upset about the illegals?
They're just mocking people there for that. How dare them fools think that immigration's the biggest threat to the United States?
Yeah. And then she said, well, Virginia does have a border. It borders West Virginia. And they were both laughing and yucking it up. Build that wall. How dare you look down on people from West Virginia or Virginia? Who the hell do they think they are? Some of the nicest people I ever met are in the western part of Virginia.
Some of those work in Washington, D.C. and live in Virginia.
Yeah, they do. But they're making fun of Virginians who have a problem with what's going on with these illegal migrants.
Right.
Meanwhile, a 14-year-old girl in Virginia, right in that county, Fredericksburg, yeah, was just raped by an illegal. And then they had the nerve, them snots, said, well, it does border West Virginia, like there's something wrong with West Virginia. No, there isn't. West Virginia, they got mines, they got farms, they got really wonderful people. I bet you Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow never grew an ear of corn.
Didn't Bette Midler make fun of Virginia or West Virginia a couple years back?
Well, let me tell you something. Those people in West Virginia are planning your next year's supper, lady. Might want to be nice to them. And I'll tell you, they're some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Why, because they're country people? That they're somehow lesser than this chick who lives in the swamp? Who has people waiting on her hand and fist? Never cooked a meal, never cleaned a house?
You get to be a left-wing radical on fake news and have 20,000 people a day watch you. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, and
like
tell you how
like
wonderful you are. Yeah, they're not wonderful, not at all. I'd rather be in with people from West Virginia and Virginia than either one of those two. I'd gag if I had to sit with them for too long. They're the most phony, snotty, stuck up who think they're all that and they're nothing. All they are is peons too. They're not at the top of the food chain. They're taking orders.
The liberals always think they're right and it doesn't matter. Their ish always stinks. Or their ish never stinks, I should say.
Yeah, well, they're full of ish.
Mm-hmm.
If I was from Virginia or West Virginia, I don't watch them myself, and I'm from Florida right now. But people in Virginia and West Virginia, don't you listen to her, to either one of those chicks. They're nothing. They don't mean anything. You're way more important than they are. When the chips hit the fan, who's going to survive? People from West Virginia and Virginia or those two clowns?
Hey, I'll tell you, though, that one of the biggest, there is a broadcaster out of West Virginia that draws more than both of them put together.
Good. Who is it?
The Tim Pool podcast.
Oh, okay. I've heard of him. As a matter of fact, we follow each other on X. Tim Pool.
Yeah, so he's from West. He lives in West Virginia now. So they're making fun of him.
Yeah, well, those people in West Virginia have a heck of a lot more class. And why are they putting up fencing around the White House again for tomorrow's State of the Union and the Capitol?
Is it tomorrow? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're putting all kinds of fencing around the Capitol and the White House. What, are they going to have another Fed's erection tomorrow? Oh, I know why. Because of those pro-Hamas people. I'm sure they're expecting them. That's probably a Fed's erection, too. But did you see what happened with them?
No.
Over the Hamas people in Gaza, the Egyptians sent a whole bunch of aid to them. Don't you know they hijacked the trucks and killed the driver? That's crazy. Why would you kill the Egyptian driver? They don't like Egyptians any more than they like Israelis. So they took the trucks and they killed the driver. That's why we're airdropping, because you can't get any aid in there. Those people are starving, and Hamas is just taking their trucks at gunpoint and killing the drivers. So these Palestinians that everybody's saying, oh, yeah, Palestinians are going to be free, you better free them from Hamas first.
So what I'm trying to understand AOC is getting heckled for being supportive of Israel and not being Hamas enough. I want to hear this one.
Yeah. She's a dimwit, too. The Israelis haven't been in Gaza in, 12 years?
Yeah, but the thing is with the white liberals, they just do what they're told, and so if they're told something, they run with it because that's their job.
Yeah, well, the Israelis were minding their business. They were already in a ceasefire when October 7th happened. They weren't doing anything. They were minding their business, and then they got invaded. They got murdered and raped and kidnapped and taken off to Gaza, and the people in Gaza were helping Hamas, and they were hiding the hostages for them, and they were hiding Hamas in their houses, in their schools, in their hospitals, and everything else. The people from Palestine need to be freed from Hamas. They were already free from Israel, but how come no one's telling that story? I mean, the facts are the facts. They've been panhandling for years. They don't have a GDP. They have money from the UN, money from USAID, money from Israel, money from all the Arab League countries. They're getting tons of money. Qatar's loading them up with money. As a matter of fact, their leaders are in Qatar. They're not over in Gaza in the middle of that nastiness that's going on. You know, and now outsiders are trying to feed these people, and they're not going to get fed. Only Hamas is getting fed. The heck with those people. Well, you think if Hamas is so wonderful and you got all these people protesting, you know, Palestine will be free, If Hamas is so wonderful, how come they're not feeding these people? You know, these are things we got to think about. You can't just jump on any bandwagon and say, oh, yeah, let's free the poor Palestinians. And my heart breaks for the poor Palestinians. But they got to free themselves, too. You know, it's about time they expel Hamas from their territory. That might help. You know, Hamas isn't really doing them any favor, is it? You know, if your baby's hungry and you're watching some full-grown man, some fat guy with a gun, walking by you with all the supplies and your baby's hungry, now it might be time to rethink supporting the fat guy. That's insane. And all the money that's been sent to them and all the supplies that's been sent to them, they could be living large. They could have everything from resorts to beautiful beaches and cruise destinations and everything else. They're right there on the Mediterranean. They got beautiful seafront property. Some of the most desirable oceanfront property in the world. They could be doing like Dubai and Saudi. And just, you know, their streets could be paved with gold with the amount of money they got. And they could be making a heck of a lot of money. But instead, they got a goal. They want to kill the Jews. Forget the Jews. You know, let the Jews worry about the Jews. How about you worry about yourself and your families and your kids? How about you build up your area with all the supplies they're giving you? Don't hand them over to Hamas to build tunnels to kill Jews. How about you build beautiful oceanfront property and resorts and make a few bucks? Be a lot easier to live that way. Can you imagine being a destination with all that beautiful property? Now it's just reduced to rubble.
Yeah, it's more important to be a leftist than it is to actually do something that would better the community.
Right. Well, see, that's what they did, like we talked about with Ferguson and stuff. These people come in, they make a mess out of everything, they destroy everything. And then they leave these people holding the bag. The Jews were minding their business that day. And Hamas just, you know, decided to go and mess with them. And they didn't do their own people any favor. But now it's time to turn that around. You know, get rid of Hamas. Finish the job. Set those people free. You know, the world can help them put their stuff back together, but don't do it in squalor. You know, now's the time to pick up the pieces and actually excel. If these people are going to throw money at you and throw supplies at you and stuff, use them wisely. Don't use them to kill the Jews and to kill the Egyptians and, you know, aggravate the Jordanians and, you know, get the Lebanese all aggravated. Just build up your community. You'll feel a lot better off. You know, they could turn that into one of the most desired spots in the world to go. They got a whole new slate right now. I wish I was running the show. Be an end to this stuff. You know, make it worth it. Make it very difficult for Hamas and make it very worth it for the Palestinians, and you watch how well they excel. Everybody could be doing well. The Jews could be happy. The Palestinians could be happy. Hamas could be gone. You know, it's not that hard to imagine. You know, it's not like they have, like, fertile farmland and stuff. They don't. So what are they fighting over? There's no minerals there. There's no ore there. There's no lithium there. You know, it's sandy soil. So not a lot will grow there. But resorts would grow nicely there. You know, take
hey,
what you so have.
Hey, let me ask you, You have Joe ready to join us, and we also have Mr. Broccoli. What do you want to do first?
All right. So hang in there. Let's do broccoli first. We'll get that out of the way, and then we can spend time, and we don't have to interrupt it. How's that sound?
All right. Well, considering I haven't, I just see his number. I didn't talk to him yet, so I'm assuming he's okay.
All right, Joe. Oh, okay. All right, Joe. We're gonna do Broccoli Man first, and that's gonna be a couple of minutes, and then we'll bring you in when you raise your hand. I'm just letting them.
All right. Okay. So if you're ready, go ahead and get ready here. And this one is a part two from last week. So this one is called Jamar Exits Being a Commie.
This is going slow working.
Since you said that was your favorite character, I wanted to
make sure
I brought him back in.
I do. I like him, Jamar.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready when you are. You can do your countdown.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Jamar. Are you going to the protest later today? We are having a rally to make sure the new illegals getting in from the border are getting their fair share. They deserve $10,000 a month tax-free for choosing to get on George Soros' migrant caravan to come here.
I don't think so, B. I just don't think that illegals should make $120,000 a year without doing anything.
Jamar, look at yourself. You are sounding too much like a Republican. First, you will not put any more scams on your face. Then, after your idiot booster, you refuse to take any more. And now you won't even support our liberal ideas.
I don't know, player. I want to be a liberal media major. I found a job that pays $48,000 a year to start where I can intern for a fake news company. Why should someone with no skills make 2.5 times more cash than me, and I am gonna have a degree from Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology? I had to fight hard to get my degree from SHIT, and all they had to do is to get on the George Soros caravan and get paid.
Yes, that is only fair. It is loving and liberal.
I just don't think that's fair. Why should we pay people to come across to our citizen? We have to work to pay for them to not work, B. Why should everyone in the world have access to our money just by coming to the United States?
Because of all the people that live here are not voting Democrat. We need those illegals so that Trump cannot be his president again. If we can keep Brandon in office or talk Michael Robinson Obama into being president, then George Soros, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab can give us our communist takeover that the world needs.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. But I do not want to live in a communist country. I want it to be socialist-like in parts of Europe, not communist-like Venezuela.
Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. He is also upset that I am black and a trans.
Mike, you do realize we all can see you, right? You are as white as Justin Bieber. And you are only a trans if you start transitioning to take off your ice cream cone and give up your kumquats.
You take that back right now and put a scam on that face. Or else I am going to report you to Canada. I can report you to Canada for hurting my feeling in a hate speech bill. You can get fined and arrested for life. I can report you anonymously so no one will know I was the one reporting you.
Mike, were you ever able to find out the reason why you were not able to get the $5 million a year stipend for being black? Were they ever able to find out what was wrong with your paperwork?
That is none of your business. At least I make enough money to not have to work. I can just be as a trans.
So Jamar, are you going to take that intern job working for fake news?
I don't know, Holmes. I do like the fact that they have tampons in the men's rooms. But they said we're not allowed to eat meat while being an employee. We are only allowed soylinkies and bug proteins. They said starting next year they will stop drug testing employees. Instead they will test people for meat. I do not want a job where you can be on crystal meth but you get fired for eating a winner chicken dinner.
That sounds like a great policy, Jamar. We can fight climate change if you learn how to only eat zebras or GMO though.
It just seems like the Democrat Party changed. It just seems like the 1% in the illegals vote Democrat and all the normal people vote something else.
You take that back right now. I'm a normal trans vegan black person that supports whatever the current thing is.
Bruh.
That's what I mean. We all can see you. You're not black.
You take that back right now. I always vote Democrat. That's why Brandon said I am black.
Dude. Your skin does not change based on who you vote for. And you cannot be a trans unless you are removing your body parts, B.
I am so pissed at Dr. Freddy. I have ovarian cancer, but he refuses to check my WAP because he wants to take off my ice cream cone and my kumquats. Not one doctor is willing to look at my WAP unless I agree to remove my junk. These doctors are too genderist.
Mike, how do you expect a doctor to get your female body parts you do not even have?
I do not want any doctor removing my kumquats. They should just know I have ovarian cancer and give me chemotherapy and also prescriptions to remove my cancer. If I say I have cancer, that should be good enough. You're all sick in the herd for not wanting me to get my WAP checked out.
We all know you do not have WAP, B. That is why you need to show them your junk. You cannot have cancer for body parts you do not have, player.
You take that back right now. I am definitely reporting you for hate speech against my WAP. That is the only reason why Malik cannot get me pregnant. Once I get pregnant, I want to have an abortion a week after the baby is born. I need to prove I am liberal.
Maybe that's gross.
No one should be proud of their abortions.
You are just pissed off we are going to defund the police and let the illegals be as the police force to rule over the Republicans in the United States.
Newsflash, Dumbwade. If the illegal gangsters become the new police, they will rule over everyone. Not just Republicans.
Not likely, Jamar. They can tell by our skin color. They will see I am black and leave me alone. They will come after you for being white.
Hey everyone. Don't go woke. Do not vote for anyone who is wanting to advance globalist agendas. Educate yourself. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out freedomizerradio.com. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Check out the schedule on the freedomizerradio.com website also and find some other shows on Freedomizer Radio.
I cannot wait until all the radio stations get arrested for saying anything against us liberals. We are so loving and liberal. That is why we believe in banning free speech to protect free speech. From now on you will only touch the records that I say. Now someone needs to help me find a doctor that will treat my WAP without having to remove my junk.
Poor guy, he's so delusional. And I like Jamar. He's more real. He tries to be liberal. And he tries to go along with it. But he always finds something wrong with it. It's, you know, well, this isn't right and that isn't right. And the other guy gets so mad at him. He's only half a liberal. He's trying to come out of it.
Mike's really upset that no doctor will touch his parts because he has an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yeah, they say, well, you got to remove those parts. And, you know, you don't have the other parts. You can't get ovarian cancer with no ovaries. Yeah, he's really delusional, that poor guy. And he thinks he's black. He's blonde and very pale-skinned, but he's black. And he wants to have an abortion a week after the baby's born. So he won't even be pregnant. How's he going to have an abortion?
No. Yeah, but that's California liberals for you, though.
Oh, yeah. You can tell he went to Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology. And he got one of those degrees from there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I love the Broccoli Man anyhow. You know, just through humor, they make you say what? And then you realize that what he's talking about is really going on. It's really real. It's just that
well, I try my best
you
to
think
make
it's so far-fetched.
Even though those are robotic voices, I try my best to make sure that those sound like realistic conversations.
Yeah. Well, they do sound like realistic conversations. Because that's really what's going on around us. They're a little more defined than, you know, the conversations are more subtle, but they actually mean the same thing.
Yeah. I like the one line from last week, Mike's birthing partner, Malik. If they let me steal the stuffs, I'm going to steal all the, or if they let me steal the ish, I'm going to steal all the ish.
Yep. Go, Malik.
All right.
Wow.
I'm sure Joe wanted to talk to you. He didn't feel like listening to Mr. Broccoli.
I listen.
Oh, yeah, he listens. He loves Broccoli Man. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
What a week. I thought, you know, things would be settling down, and it just got crazier every day.
Oh, it sure has. I'm flabbergasted at so much of the news. I got a whole bunch of things written down here, Joe. And, wow. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know where to begin, you know. Anything I can say out there in California, that pedo that's running for Democratic senator, he needs to be exposed, period.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We don't need him exposing himself, though. That's the thing.
No. We don't want that, you know.
Yeah,
Hey, they're coming out. There's a new movie coming out. I sent you the preview here. It's called Big Mike. The movie's coming out.
Oh, no.
I sent it over to you on X. It's a 59-second preview. I couldn't believe this.
Wow. Big Mike.
And did you see Kamala Harris exit the Capitol at 11:21 on January the 6th? The government filed indictments on January 6th for almost a year, falsely claiming that Harris was still in the Capitol building, but she was
not.
Yeah,
they tried to tell us she was in danger from those people that were staying inside the ropes.
She wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there. She left. They got video now. Remember this week they're releasing all that, more of those videos?
Yeah.
Well, here's one of them. I sent it to you.
Yeah, I saw the video of her leaving, and it was 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The rally wasn't even to what, 2:30?
So they're going to go. They're going to be some court action here over this.
Well, yeah, they put people in jail. There's people still in jail because her life was allegedly in danger when she wasn't even in the building. And her testimony and other people's testimony was all lies. You know, that's what I was saying about this Fannie Willis. The judge is reluctant to disqualify her, because that might open a can of worms for all the other cases that she either tried or will be trying as DA.
So, Ann, well, that basically says, yes, I know that Fannie Willis messed up here, and if it was a lesser person, that we would have been excluding her, but we can't because she's too big for this now.
Yeah, but look at those people that she's got in jail. What if they're not guilty? What if she lied about them? And what about the cases coming up? You know, all the charges she's bringing on other people. You know, just lay people who are not as powerful as Trump and as prominent as Trump. You know, people who can't afford to fight against her. You know, and she's just laughing it off like, you know, she's lying about it. She's lying about everything. And this judge who is worried about himself, too, which they all should be worried about themselves because, you know, he makes a wrong move. He could lose his law license, too. But I think that he's just going to postpone it for 2 weeks. So then he's a shoo-in. He's running unopposed. And they got 2 weeks to run somebody against him. If that deadline comes and goes, then he's sails, you know, sails to getting elected again because he's running unopposed. But, you know, if somebody gets a big idea to run against him right now, he's not going to find her, you know, unqualified. He's just going to sweep it under the rug and try to keep the peace. But that's not going to keep the peace. And all of it's grounds for appeal, every bit of it. If he doesn't disqualify her, then that's an automatic appeal. And if he does, that throws the whole case into a tizzy. And if he disqualifies her, he's got to disqualify that Nathan Wade, too. And then, you know, that might have to disqualify that whole DA's office. So they think another DA in another county is going to take that up? No, they're not. It's too late in the game for that. And the White House isn't backing her up. But we knew that last week, I told everybody, that they do that all the time to the black people. They're going to leave her holding the bag, him and that her and that nitwit boyfriend of hers, and his partner.
They had a big hearing. They have a Senate committee, and they're looking into her. And they had a whole bunch of stuff come out today.
Yeah, well, the Senate committee, that's useless. They have no enforcement power. So all they can do is make recommendations and change laws. They don't, I mean, after a while, you get sick of hearing them. They just yell about their grievances, and then it goes away. Everybody's happy. And nothing ever becomes of those hearings. But that judge, McAfee, he's the one with the power right now. He can put an end to all of it. But will he?
So can the governor, but he's not because he's a dang rhino.
Yeah, well, when they killed the daughter's boyfriend, he got the message. Just like McConnell just stepped down when they killed the sister-in-law. Message received. You know,
now,
they're letting you know we can get to you. We can get to your family.
Here's the observation from yesterday's election. Minnesota, they had 46,000 uncommitted votes. North Carolina, 88,000 uncommitted or no preference votes. Michigan,
nice.
101 selected uncommitted. And this is mostly from the Muslim community. And they're not going to vote for Biden. They're, you know, even in the big election, they're going to boycott him. And did you see the poll that was taken that they found 97% would vote for Trump again, but only, I think it was what, 83, 86 would only vote for Biden, and that's a loss of 8 to 9 million votes.
Yeah, well, that kind of evens the playing field now, doesn't it? If they said the difference between 80 million and 71 million, there's your 9 million right there.
And did you see in most of all the states that Trump outperformed in all the states except California on the votes versus Biden?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm real happy that the young people are breaking for Trump and the black people and the Hispanics are breaking for Trump. You know, that's why they need all the illegals.
They want
the illegals to be able to vote. Do you see that Harris County DA from Harris County Houston, Texas? Yeah, she showed up to vote the other day and she was told she already voted. That's the DA. So she's the one that's saying there was no hanky-panky with the voting. Well, how'd you already vote? funny when it came back to bite her. She was one of the biggest ones that said, oh, no, no, that was the most secure vote in history. And then it turns out she shows up to vote, and somebody already voted in her place. I just secure vote now, honey.
Another
thing
that happened. Another thing that happened down in Texas is the Bush Yanta, or his they're almost totally wiped away now.
The what?
Bush's cronies. You still have the Bush regime down there in power.
Yeah.
And they lost three. I call their Supreme Court judges. Paxton went out after everybody that came against him, and most everybody lost, or they're going to have to be in runoffs this time. So that old guard is being swept away in Texas.
And yeah, that Paxton's doing a heck of a job. And I heard something. We're all thinking Ben Carson or Tulsi Gabbard or Kristi Noem or Tim Scott would be a pick for VP. Nobody's saying anything about Greg Abbott. And he's terming out. Paxton wants that job. So he would be perfect as vice presidential pick.
My friends in Texas who are very conservative, they don't like him that much. He's been kind of weak rhino in a lot of ways, the governor there.
I've heard that a lot.
You haven't heard, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I like Brian McDonald's, Brian. I really like that
Byron
guy.
McDonald's, yeah. Is he your congressman, Joanne?
My congressman, yes. I love Byron Donalds. I saw him down at a little plaza in Cape Coral when DeSantis and he were first running for office, and nobody even knew who they were, and they had this little soiree with the Republicans. So we drove down there to, you know, be just a couple of faces in the crowd, and it wasn't that crowded, but I got to meet him, and I got to talk to him. And what a guy. He is smart. He's sharp. He's very, very well-educated, well-poised, well-spoken. And he knows his stuff. And, boy, he knows money and finance. So I got a lot of good things to say about Byron Donalds. Just by meeting him, I spent about a half an hour with him just talking to him. And that was before he was a congressman. He was just a really smart, nice guy. It was easy to talk to. And I just happened to be, you know, in the right place at the right time. And DeSantis was, you know, running around meeting everybody. And he was just kind of hanging around. So we got a good chance to talk.
Hey,
and then he had a run. So I said bye to him.
What do you think about who's leading the race right now for the next governor of Florida?
Oh, definitely it would be DeSantis. Well, DeSantis can't run again. He's terming out.
Right.
But his...
Yes. Do you hear who's the front runner right now?
Jeanette Nunez, his
lieutenant
governor.
No, that's... I've heard something else. I've heard that Matt Gaetz is interested, and he's by and far the number one candidate.
He would be a shoo-in. But I'll tell you, the lieutenant governor, she's a good girl. Yeah, I wouldn't overlook her. She's very smart, very conservative. She's another one with very credentialed. We got some good politicians down here. You know, and anybody who has any brains, they ended up down here in Florida. Got a lot of new people down here, too. I hope they don't start voting Democrat down here, because they can all go back to where they came from. We don't need that down here. If you fled some blue city or blue state because of the politics, and you were the one voting Democrat, you were the problem. So fix the problem or go back. You know, I got no love for that. And no one else does either. You'll find no love down here for liberals. We got our own thing going on down here, and we like the way Florida's run. So if you're coming down here to change it, don't bother. Keep moving.
Yeah, stay in New York.
But if you're coming down here to enjoy the freedom and be a part of the fabric of Florida, we'll love you. Come on down. Just don't screw us up.
Oh, by the way, Joanne, I'm coming down here in the next month or so on a business
meeting.
Where are you
going?
I'll be in the Sarasota area.
Oh.
We'll try to hook up.
We're going to have to hook up. I'll finally get a chance to meet you because I'm not too far from Sarasota.
Yeah. I'm being hired on I work for three different outfits, you know, consulting and anything, and this is a new position they're making for me down there. So I'm going down to have a big powwow or planning some books and things in the future. So.
Yeah, well, connect with me before you come down, and I'll make sure that I make time to meet up with you. And, Poof, when are you getting back down this way?
That's a good question. Joanne and I met at Sarasota once.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll make sure that I hook up with you if you and your wife want to come down, too.
Let me tell you about West Virginia. I got so pissed off, I wanted to reach into that TV and strangle that lady about West Virginia today.
What a rotten thing to say.
There are a bunch
How
of... I sent you a video of the lady that was on War Room. I think it's the last thing I sent you. You need to watch that. She wrote a new book. It's number one on the bestsellers list. She's a liberal.
Oh, yeah?
She approached everything in a very very interesting way. I really liked her interview with Steve, and she was talking about how the elites have become – it's either the down poor or the elites have now become the Democrats, and the working class has now become the Republicans. And she wrote a whole book about it. And she defined Trump. She said Trump is about his populism. You know, she had – a lot of good things to say on that video, so I hope you'll watch it and let me know what you think about it. But back to the West Virginia thing is, you know, you're right. I'm in the same county that Tim Pool's in, by the way.
Yeah.
Here in Western Maryland. And the people down in West Virginia are great people. We're great people up here in Western Maryland, that area. This whole area here, you know, we're conservative. In the liberal
and
land.
The western part of Virginia. That's where the little houses that we have.
Yeah.
It's up in the mountains.
That's right.
You know, and those are the nicest, nicest people. Honest, classy, hardworking. And that woman had the nerve to say, well, Virginia does share a border with West Virginia. Build that wall.
Well, she doesn't even know why West Virginia left Virginia over the Civil War, over slavery. Hello?
Right.
You know, we should be applauding West Virginia for what they did back then.
Mm-hmm. And there's some hardworking people.
Yes, yes.
They work a hell of a lot harder than she ever did. What are elitist snobs? I can't stand snobs like that. How dare she?
And another snob, that senator, who's the number two guy in the Senate right now? Oh.
Well, cinema just made it easier
Cornyn?
For...
Talking about John Cornyn, the guy that wants to replace Mitch McConnell?
No, they're not gonna vote him in. He's gonna get primaried out in 2 years. They're done with him in Texas.
Yeah, we don't need him. He's another rhino.
Well, they have.
He's like Eric Cantor and the rest of them.
The Republicans put up a bill that ICE would arrest anybody illegals that committed a crime, and the Democrats kicked it, voted it down.
Yeah, that I don't understand.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean,
you know what? I'd like to see that J.D. Vance take McConnell's place. Wouldn't that be something?
I don't think he's ready for it.
He's a firecracker.
Well, this next election coming in, as it looks now, and if it goes right, and they play their cards right, we're going to get most of all the new senators going in there. This next election will be MAGA.
And, I hope so.
You know, you're seeing the House change. The House isn't quite there, but the House is getting there. It takes longer for the Senate, and we've got a lot of good candidates coming in on the Senate race, and it looks like we're going to have anywhere from 54, possibly 56 Republicans in there next term around, according to the polls that I'm seeing. So,
well, that's why I don't think that Tim Scott should be VP, even though he's qualified, because we need him right where he is. We need him as a senator. He's a solid seat. You know, if you take him out of that seat, who are they going to replace him with? You know, that's taking a big chance. So you need somebody who's freed up, like Ben Carson.
I love Ben.
Ben Carson. I love Ben Carson, too, and he's a quiet man. And he's brilliant. He's a world-renowned neurosurgeon, pediatric neurosurgeon.
Yeah, but liberals are
head of Housing and Urban. Oh, yeah, they try to make him out to be a kook. Yeah, he separated co-joined twins who were joined at the head while the mother was pregnant with them, and they both survived. He is amazing. He was very good at housing and urban development. He turned that whole agency around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would make a great vice president. He could jump into the spot should anything happen to Trump. You know, they're talking about Tulsi Gabbard. I like her. I don't dislike her at all. She's a thinking person. There's a few things like her stance on gun control and stuff I'm not real down with, but, you know, that's a personal thing, but she's a thinking person. I like that she thinks.
I don't think she's a vice president, though. I think she could be used somewhere else.
Yeah, she could have a high cabinet position. Kristi Noem, she's a hell of a governor. She's a fantastic governor down there in
South Dakota. Yeah, but I think she wants to stay in South Dakota, though.
Yeah, she likes being the big boss over there, and she's very good at it. You know, I don't know if she's terming out, though. Do they have term limits in South Dakota?
That I don't know.
Yeah, because if she's terming out, then we got to scoop her up. There's a place for her.
I'm still on Team Vivek for vice president just because I want that Trump insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Vivek, now he would be good insurance because if you get rid of Trump, you're just getting Trump again.
Yeah,
so that's a lateral move. That ensures
like
Trump
that
will
idea.
Be fine.
Yeah.
That is a lateral move.
There are term limits in South Dakota. I just looked it up. So.
Okay. Yeah, so she might be terming out. So there's a spot for her in the administration, too, believe it. But, yeah, Vivek, I'd put him on the microphone. I'd give him Jean-Pierre's job anytime one of the reporters ask him a question, you just smack him.
Oh, he'd be great.
No, but I think the best way to keep Trump in office would be to have Vivek as the vice president, and you could have Tulsi as possibly something of a secretary of state, or if you want to put her as head of the military, because she is still a reservist, so she understands
she could be
military.
A defense secretary.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. She could be defense secretary or secretary of state.
Mm-hmm.
She's very smart. I really like her. You know who turned me on to her was JoJo. I had never heard of her. And then JoJo said, you got to hear this chick, Tulsi Gabbard.
Speaking of JoJo, I think she tried to call in while Broccoli Man was playing.
Oh. Well, I miss JoJo.
Hey, by the way, that Louisiana has a bill up to issue their own state currency.
Oh, yeah?
How you like that one?
Texas has their own state currency, too. Remember Jimmy MacIver from Twitter?
No.
He was the treasurer for the Republic of Texas, and he was the one that was responsible for getting all their gold back. They brought all their gold back to Texas.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have their gold at Fort Knox. They got all their gold back. And they mined it themselves. But he was the treasurer for the People's Republic of Texas. He passed away.
Did you hear where they want to take Russia's gold and give it to the Ukraine?
Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah. You'd have to kill every Russian before you'd get your hands on that gold. There wouldn't be one Russian left alive. As a matter of fact, I don't know if this is a false flag or what, but they allegedly, as when we were coming on air, a Russian missile hit Odessa, and Zelensky was in Odessa with the Greek minister, and they were supposedly close to the explosion. So I think they're trying to play it off like Russia did an assassination attempt on Zelensky. Now, if Russia knew he was in Odessa, and Russia was close enough so that he could hear the missile and hear the explosion, Russia would have hit him. Russia has guided missiles with GPS and everything. We were hopping rides to the space station with them. All right, so they have pretty good technology. If he wanted to hit him, he would have. So I think that that's a false flag thing, but we're supposed to get all upset about it. Oh, Russia, 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 Russia tried to take out Zelensky. Nah, if he wanted to take out Zelensky, he would have. You know, that's like saying, you miss me by a mile. Russia wouldn't miss you by a mile. They didn't miss the space station by a mile. You were very accurate. And the satellites are very accurate. So why would the missile miss them? I don't know. I'm not ready to believe that yet. They're just trying to escalate it. They want that money bad. You know, and now, you know, all these people stepping down. Doesn't McConnell want his check before he leaves? They all went over there, but there was no money to be had because they didn't pass that bill. And what's this? What's going on with Johnson now? We're going to pass a minibus that's as big as an omnibus?
They just did.
They passed it?
Yep.
You know, we're already almost 6 months into the year. So we're giving him a whole year's worth of money, giving Schumer everything he wants, and there's only 6 months left in this year. So he's getting twice as much as he needs. And everything that was funded in that omnibus is now being funded with the minibus.
Yeah,
so
I haven't seen whether that passed or not, so I've been waiting for it. I didn't see it. So if Joe says it's there, I just haven't seen it.
I thought
I
saw a thing on it, but, you know, I can go back there and check. Which reminds me, did you see the Bank of America and other institutional financial institutions were spending, we're going into debt $1 trillion every 100 days, which
yeah.
is unsustainable.
Yeah, well, you see everybody who's selling?
Oh, yeah.
BlackRock selling, Schwab is selling, Bank of America is selling. Yeah, everybody's selling off stocks. Buffett's selling. Nobody's buying. What's going on? I saw that Bitcoin went up to 66 today.
So did Gold set a record.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, Joanne, did you ever sign up for that Lolly stuff I was telling you about?
No, I haven't even been near my computer, but I will do it tomorrow. I will have some time tomorrow. I didn't even get out of bed all weekend. I was so sick.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the computer. If you look
so
at my page,
for everybody
see,
out there,
I had no.
This is a free way to get into Bitcoin. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's a setup where if you sign up for this and you do any online shopping, like we buy dog food and stuff from Chewy.com, and you might you might get like 4% back in Bitcoin if you spend like $40 as an example. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
This may or may not be the special this month for them, but that's
well,
that's
a good deal, and it's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a good deal to get in on it before they half it. You're right. I did look into that much of it. With the Bitcoin, they're going to half it pretty soon. So the higher it gets right now, the more money you'll make before they half it. And then it'll make it more affordable. But there'll be two Bitcoins now. So it'll be more affordable when it starts over. But those who get in on it before they half it, that's where you're going to make some money. You know, I should have got into it when it was 15. Now it's at 66. But I had an opportunity to get in it, and I didn't understand it. You know, and I didn't trust it, and I was worried, and I didn't really have a lot of money, so I wasn't willing to gamble it.
Let me ask you this also then, if you're looking to get into the Bitcoin, did you ever sign up for that Rakuten I told you about?
No, I didn't sign up for any of it. I've been trying to research it and look into it and try to understand it.
All right.
I really didn't have anybody to explain it all to me.
All right, well,
I need like somebody to sit me down and talk to me like I'm five about this.
Rakuten's another one. So, and there was a special a couple days ago. I was hoping that if the special was on this weekend, I was going to set my wife up for an account. Because with Rakuten, it's just like Lolly in a sense, but you get cash back. Not Bitcoin, but you get cash back. So, and you get $30. If once you spend your first $30, then you get $30 back. And then you get the promo codes and the regular cash back. So Rakuten was doing a special. I'll help you.
I don't even know how to set up a virtual wallet. I own one of those
Trump
trading cards.
So,
yeah,
with the way Rakuten was working right now, and a couple of things with Coinbase, if you set up your first $100, you get $10 free, and then I get $10. And then if you get your $30, if you spend $30, then you get $30 back. And Rakuten had a different promo that you could use in conjunction with where you could get up to $50 cash back. So
yeah,
it would have been worth it
like
for you
speaking
to,
a foreign
to get
language
all those.
To me.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at here is if you spent $100, you could potentially get $80 to $90 back. So it would cost you almost nothing to get started. That's what I'm trying to get at. So it might be worth it. Yeah, there's one that our new old show host, Drew Anna, who had a show years ago, she just came back. She was on my show last Monday. She told me about a new coin called Bonk, B-O-N-K. So just playing around with it, I put $5 in, $6, whatever, and the next day, my $6 was $11, so I put another $5 into it, and within 3 days, it was worth over $50, and I only put $11 of my own money in. All right, Joanne left me for a second, so let me bring her back in.
Okay, yeah, I had a power surge.
Okay. So I don't know how much you heard of that of me, but that bonk really did well for me.
I was able to call you right back. I heard it. I heard most of what you said. I dialed right back in, but my phone, all of a sudden, I got a busy signal. So I dialed right back in. But
yeah,
I heard what you were saying about the...
Yeah, within 5 days, this Bitcoin bonk, or not Bitcoin, but this crypto called bonk, it went from, I put $11 of my own money in, within 5 days, I had $51 and change.
Nice.
So,
my son just bought Shiba
Inu.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bought that. He already made $17. So that was pretty good. But, yeah, I don't even know how to set up a wallet. And like I said, I own one of those Trump trading cards. It's a crypto card.
Yeah.
Remember when they were selling them a year ago? They were $99. My daughter bought me one. But it's just out there floating. It's in my name and everything. But I don't know how to put it in a wallet.
So one other thing you could tell Joe that you own, you have a Tom Brady rookie card.
I do. I have a Tom Brady rookie card, and I got a college card, a Tom Brady college card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are in cases. Yeah, I got them when Proof downsized his trading card stuff. I was able to buy those. I don't even know what it's worth.
I don't remember what
away.
You have. I know that you have one, so.
Yeah, I have his rookie card. It's a Topps rookie card, and I have a one. He's got a red college uniform on.
I think that was Score. If that one is the Score brand, I think that's worth $400 offhand without looking.
Okay. Yeah, it's in excellent condition, and it's under the plastic.
In baseball card land, it's called mint condition.
Okay, well, it's in mint condition, and it's in a hard acrylic plastic underneath.
Yeah.
It's well-preserved. I got a couple of other. I got a Joe DiMaggio card. I have a bunch of Kyle Yastrzemski cards.
Yeah, you got a Ted Williams.
I got a Ted Williams. I got two Ted Williams.
Yeah, I remember
those. I
got
Big Pappy, too. I have a bunch of Big Pappy, David Ortiz. I guess those are worth a few bucks now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go through them again because the value changes a lot. But we have a lot of...
Yeah, they've changed a lot since you bought them from me.
Yes. Yeah, they've increased in their value. You know, hey, we had terrorists come across our border. They were on the terrorist list, and they were carrying IEDs with them. And we took the IEDs away from them, and then we released them into the general public. We let them go. They didn't have the authority to detain them. Mm-hmm. Somebody comes in the border, and they carry an IED. You'd figure you'd just tell them, nah, you can't come in, right? Oh, and Florida, we had a vote with our whole Florida House, and we've banned lab-grown meat. So that's just waiting for DeSantis' signature.
Oh, I didn't see
that. That's good. That stuff causes cancer.
Yeah.
I did some research on it. It's
yeah,
bad
well, we're not
going
to be selling that in Florida. Florida is a beef state, and we don't even take beef from other states. The packaged and processed stuff, you know, like the burgers and stuff that already come frozen, they do sell those in, like, the Walmart and stuff. But fresh beef, it's all Florida grown. We don't import beef from other states.
I never realized
Texas doesn't either. Texas they don't import beef from other states. They have their own cattle. And if you get a steak in Texas, it's from Texas. And if you get a fresh steak in Florida, it's from Florida. There's another chicken farm on fire as we speak in Tennessee. So what's that, 20 chicken farms now that have been burnt to the ground and all the chickens were killed? That was currently on fire when we went on air up in Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we gotta pay attention to our food supplies. We gotta start securing these facilities. If you see something, do something. Don't just say something, do something. But somebody's killing off the chickens and cows. Last week when we went on air, there was a cattle ranch up in Illinois on fire, remember? All the cattle got killed.
I remember you talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week. And this
week
there's
a chicken
farm. I thought
there was a farm in Texas that was killed yesterday, that had a bunch of cattle killed yesterday or 2 days ago.
Well, yeah, they got that big wildfire, and they're killing off a lot of cattle. Yeah.
Yes.
That Smokehouse Creek fire, that's like 100 miles of fire. And it's burning all the grassland, too. So there's not going to be anything for these cows to eat if they do survive. You got a lot of people, like the good people in Louisiana, they are hustling. They're bringing all kinds of hay. They're bringing trucks and everything to try to save the cattle, move them. They are bringing them over to Louisiana. They're bringing them all to Oklahoma and all the surrounding states to try to get all the cattle out of there. But the people have been bringing hay. Those people in Louisiana or something, boy, they are really good. I've seen the trucks just lining up with all the hay bales to feed these cattle that they've been able to rescue because all the grass is on fire. You know, and they think that that might have been set, too. You know, that they don't think that that was a naturally occurring fire. There was no lightning in the area, and it's been very dry there. And it could be a payback because Texas decided to secure their border. You know, somebody's got a grudge against Texas. Things are getting crazy out there, folks. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm really bumming at the way things are going. You know, I was thinking about Trump and Biden. Do you think they're going to have a debate? I don't think so.
I know you were joking on that, so I don't even have to answer.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to juice Biden up enough to stand there on a stage with Trump. And if they ever do, I imagine Trump will be out there, and Trump will be, you know, just verbally smacking him around. And then that'll get tiresome. And I imagine Trump saying to him, you know, Joe, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to abuse you like the other people who put you out here. Let's go get an ice cream. Let's get out of here. Come on, Joe. Because, you know, it's not going to matter. Biden, no way in hell is going to be able to go one-on-one against Trump. Trump will run circles around him.
Well, remember, it won't be one-on-one. It will be the debate moderators and Brandon going after Trump. So,
oh yeah,
it'll be
it'll be at least 3-1.
Yeah,
and Trump will knock all of them down. Yeah, that'd be that's the kind of sport Trump likes. Yeah, they're gonna have to call for backup because Trump will wreck them all. But I mean, that would be inhumane. That would absolutely be elder abuse if they were to put him up against Trump. There's no way in hell they're going to have a debate. You know, they're going to pull that, oh, Trump's an insurrectionist. Do they even know what an insurrection is?
Well, obviously not, because they never charged him with it, so therefore they don't know what it is.
Yeah, they never charged him. They never charged anybody with insurrection. because, I mean, one of them must have a dictionary. Insurrection, that usually involves, like, a plan and overthrow the government. A bunch of people, that was a rally. Might have even been a riot, but I don't think so. But a bunch of people running around the Capitol, we are not that fragile that those people could have overthrown our government.
But the thing is, at the time, Trump was the government, so he's going to overthrow himself?
Yeah, he's going to overthrow himself. But there was no military involved. They didn't even let the National Guard come down and guard the place. There's National Guards in New York, but they weren't in D.C. that day. They were refused. He offered them 10,000 National Guard, and they said no because they were having that rally. And in case it got out of hand. I mean, the worst thing that happened was the bail bondsman from my county had his feet up on Pelosi's desk. He's still in jail with no bond, our bail bondsman. You know that, right? His name is Adam Honeycutt. We call him Bundy. He's still in jail because he had his feet up on Pelosi's desk. I didn't even know he was going to January 6th. But there he was with his feet up on the desk, and now he's in jail. However, that wasn't insurrection. Insurrection usually involves violence and breaking things and setting fires and, you know, military responses and tanks and planes and stuff. You know, if you're going to overthrow a government, you're not going to show up with some guy in face paint carrying a flag and a guided tour through the Capitol. And plus, don't you think he would go after the White House, the Capitol, the Pentagon, and, you know, a couple of other places? You wouldn't just wander around the Capitol. That was not insurrection.
I will tell you that the lady in Colorado that tried to throw Trump off the ballot, she wasn't having a very good day.
That's insurrection. That's trying to overthrow the election, try to interfere with an election, overthrow the government. That could be considered criminal. No, she wasn't having a good day. She got blown out of the water 9-0. And that was a good decision, too.
And you have
even the hardcore liberals.
Let me just share here. You have the hardcore radical white liberals that are mad at Justice Thomas for the 9-0. Why is it that they try to call the race card by going after the black man?
Yeah. Poor Justice Thomas. They're always going after him. He's like one of the most beat on black people in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, those white liberals are always going after him. I don't like that. But Ketanji Jackson, Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, they didn't go after them. And they voted to keep him on the ballot, too. It's up to the people. It's not up to an unelected official in some backhole county to say, oh, no, he can't be on the ballot. You know, they should do that with this DAs and what's his name, Fannie Willis and the other one there in New York. You know, it's not up to them. And that judge, Erdogan, who was trying to get fresh with some girl at the gym. Did you see her in O'Keefe's video? She put her hand up and pushed him back, you know, didn't touch him, but she, you know, did that halt movement with her hand, like, step back, dude. You're in my space. He was trying to creep on some girl at the gym, with Judge Erdogan.
And that gym sides with the creep.
Yeah. Yeah, they bought O'Keefe forever. You know, they should have had a word with the judge, too, with his scrawny little self trying to get all sexy with that pretty girl. The girl wanted no part of him. was like trying to lean in on her. Get lost, creeper.
Yeah, but then you have the Jim that sides with him, like it was strictly political.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to belong to that Jim either. You know, I can understand they don't want you filming in the gym, though. There's a lot of people in the gym that don't want to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you let in that judge who's taken on one of the most powerful people in the world. You might expect a camera might get in once in a while.
And but I'm going on another end here. If the lady obviously was not interested in having that that behavior thrown at her, then if that's borderline sexual harassment, the gym has to know about that. So they're accepting of that behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she handled it well, and he did back off. But, yeah, you got to be careful of that. I'm sure she's not the only one he was trying to press upon. And he looks an awful lot like that E. Jean Carroll. Are they, like, brother and sister or something?
Yeah, I thought about that.
Yeah, because they got a clone machine up there. There's a few of them that look like that. He looks like
that's that New York liberal look. That's funny. The New York liberal has a distinct look now to me.
Yeah, then they have a permanent sneer on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Chuck Schumer. He's a shady looking dude. He doesn't even have to open his mouth. He's another one that sways with the wind.
See, I was going to say Nadler would be the same way.
Yeah. Oh, Nadler. My goodness. I forgot about him. What's that DA's name in New York? I know it like I know my own. What's her name?
James.
James, yeah. Letitia James. Yeah, she's another one who thinks she's all that. But she's being used, and as soon as that goes down the toilet, they're going to leave her hanging out to dry, too.
Well, they sent somebody from the DOJ up there to advise her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's another Fannie Willis undercover thing the DOJ did.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that judge down in Georgia, somebody's going to run against him. It just came across the wire.
I know they only had 2 weeks to put somebody up there. But you know that's going to ensure. Now he has to let her stay on the case, though, if he wants to keep that job. He's not going to know how to do this.
It's a Jesse Jackson guy.
Ah. Well, now. Well, you know, they're going to pour a lot of money into it, then they can't let this go. That's interesting. Because he only had 2 weeks. And then he was home free. So that's probably why he wasn't going to. Now he can make the decision any day. But I'd throw them all off. And then I'd have to recuse myself, too.
But who can throw him off the case, though?
He'd have to recuse himself.
He'd have to throw them off.
Yeah, he'd have to throw them off, and then he'd have to recuse himself. Because, you know, who's the next person? And he already knows too much concerning this case. So it's already tainted. They'd have to start all over again. They'd have to draw a whole new judge. But first he'd have to disqualify them, and then he'd have to recuse himself, which would be the right thing to do. That is the correct procedure. That should be what happens. Of course, it won't be. Hey, I just looked at Facebook, and there's a picture of Smokey Bear. You know how you always say only you can prevent forest fires?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a picture of Smokey Bear holding a blue umbrella, and it says only blue can prevent laser fires. Did you see here in Florida they had a laser going over this whole area in Cape Coral?
No.
Two nights in a row, there was blue lights coming from a plane that was just circling around Cape Coral, and it was shining blue light.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I posted about it on my page, and it was freaking people out down in Cape Coral. But if you see at that fire, of course, the Lahaina fire, that fire there, only the blue roofs didn't burn. And then there's another fire that blue roofs didn't burn. But it says, in Cape Coral, Florida, residents reported sightings of green lasers scanning the ground from a plane in the middle of the night. And it said it was prompting confusion and concern. But there's video of the laser going over the buildings. And it's from Link News. But everybody's saying they better put a blue top on their roof. And they said, what is LIDAR? And LIDAR is an acronym for Light Detecting and Ranging. It's a remote sensing technology that uses laser beam to measure precise distances and movement in an environment. So why would they be measuring movement in Cape Coral? Anyhow, I'll send you a link to that because that's kind of interesting. Cape Coral is about 40 miles south of Miles. But, you know, who's running around with planes with lasers in the middle of the night mapping out areas? Hey, did you see that the National Transportation Safety Bureau said that blowing up that train in Palestine, Ohio was unnecessary? That came out today, too. And it said that the cars had already cooled and there was no risk of an uncontrolled explosion. But they blew up that train and sent those particles everywhere, contaminated everything around them. And now they found out, well, it wasn't really necessary to blow up the plane.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, the National Transportation Safety Bureau came out with that today. No risk of an uncontrolled explosion. So in the middle of all the talk about the primaries and Nikki Haley, they threw that in there so we wouldn't notice. And they threw in the National Guard patrol in New York. I know that there's a lot of crime in New York, and I know that those people are not safe. And I don't know how to fix it, but I don't know if the National Guard going through people's bags is a good way to handle it either. You know, because they defunded the police. Why? So we could turn into a police state?
Hey, I'll let you know, while you and Joe were talking, I was trying to find some video to see. I'm still trying to see the first Hispanic that they pulled over to search their bags. I've seen a bunch of black people, a ton of white people. I've seen a few Asians. Most of them are wearing scams. They tell them to take their scam off, and then they search their stuff. But no, I have not seen one Hispanic person yet. So they're racially profiling. The same people that are doing the crime are the same people that they're not checking.
Oh. Hey, Paul Sperry, who's a very good reporter, just came out. He said, staff assistant number 3 in the Hur report, who helped Connie Chung pack up the Biden's, pack up Biden's classified documents from the White House, is Anne Marie Muldoon, whom Biden hired from Hunter's Rosemont Seneca. So both staffers who spirited out China, Iran, Ukraine secrets worked with Hunter first. Whoa. They moved those classified documents and they were working for Hunter while he was doing China and Ukraine's bidding. Well, that. Wow. Yeah, he said, oh, I take responsibility for not having seen exactly what my staff was doing.
Yeah,
and they've
right.
avoided any criminal charges. They were moving classified documents. Mm-hmm. They had no right to see. They didn't even have the clearance. They were hired from Rosemont Seneca.
Well, he wasn't even allowed to have the documents, so anyone, including him, would be
right.
in trouble.
Yeah, but they were working for China and Ukraine and Russia.
Yes.
Rosemont Seneca was.
But,
they were taking...
But Trump's the Russian agent.
Yeah, Trump's the spy. Wow. Oh, massive win for Trump in Pennsylvania. Voting machine warehouse official withdraws lawsuit against Trump and two local GOP poll watchers.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Regarding the election fraud claims. So he was suing them for saying there was election fraud, and now he just withdrew his lawsuit. So they must have found election fraud. Imagine that.
So that means, does that mean that the lawsuit is over, or does that mean that Trump is now suing them, and that's it?
No, it says that that this guy had a lawsuit against Trump and two local GOP poll watchers. And those were the ones that were saying that there was election fraud. So he was suing them for saying there was election fraud. And now he's withdrawn his claim. So maybe he's admitting there was election fraud. And Trump was about to prove it. So it's best to withdraw the claim. So that's that Pennsylvania case just disappeared. Because he was suing Trump,
mm-hmm.
and now he's not. So something happened there. I guess. I don't know.
I do think it's hilarious, though, that that Nikki Haley won Vermont.
Yeah. Well, it was a little hanky-panky with that, too.
Oh, of course, because that's one of those states where you could be a Democrat and vote in the Republican primary.
What were you going to say, Joe?
It's an open state. You can cross over.
Yeah, I see you both saying the same thing. Yeah, so they had all the Democrats go out and vote.
Yes.
That they do that a lot. Isn't that what Schiff just did in California?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get rid of the other Democrat. How do they do that? You know, whoever comes out on top, whether it's two Democrats, two Republicans, that's who runs off against each other, the top two vote-getters. Shouldn't they be from opposite parties? You know, why are you having two people from the same party running in an election? What difference does it make?
Well, and that's probably what Adam Schitt was thinking, because he knows that the average Democrat doesn't know one Democrat from another. So at best, it would be a 50-50 that he'd either get it or not. And it would be close because not many Democrat voters could name even one of those people.
Yeah, so if he's the only Democrat and then there's a Republican, then it makes it easier to idea. I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense in a way. Oh, boy. I don't know. There's a lot of the voter fraud getting exposed now. But, you know, a lot of good it does for 2020. What are we going to do about 2024?
Well, the only thing I could say is that if it's exposed now, at least we know what to watch for. But do we have the people in place to make sure that it doesn't happen again? And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Hey,
5 hours ago. Oh, go ahead, John.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Diane.
5 hours ago, the Kavanaugh rape accuser said that she lied, she was never raped, and never even met the guy.
Can you send that to me, Joanne?
Okay.
On X.
Yep.
I had Mandy do a body read on her. It was her most viewed video that she did on YouTube. And, you know, Mandy said she was just lying the whole way through. I want to send that over to Mandy. Said, you were right, Mandy.
Yep, she was right. That's interesting. She 5 hours ago, she confessed that she never even met the guy. After she put him through so much hell. Wow.
But nothing will happen,
wow,
right?
Wow. What?
Nothing will happen out of it.
Oh, of course not. That is so sad. That poor man and his family, what they put him through. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, see, there was trouble in Vermont. Now, this is from the Associated Press. It says, polling shows that 89% were in at 10:13 p.m. and then updated at 10:17 p.m. that only 76% were reported. So how do you lose percentage? If you're tallying a vote, you just add and add and add and add as they come in, right?
Yeah.
Your vote numbers should never go down. They should only go up. There's only one direction for the vote to go. As the precincts come in, they go up. So how do you have 89% reporting and then go down to 76% reporting?
Yeah, it's not like they're auditing as they go.
Yeah, 4 minutes later. So where'd you lose those votes? They lost 13% in 4 minutes. Will they send them back? Which brings us to that other thing we were passing around. Maybe it's not that wrong. There's a piece going around that saying there was hanky-panky in California. And there was deductions instead of additions, too. And I don't know how legit that is, but this is from the Associated Press, and it's Chuck Colesto reported it. So he's a legitimate reporter. And the Associated Press, I know it's the fake news, but it's their reporting. So tend to think that that was, at least it should be legit. Yeah, supposedly a reputable news agency. None of them are news agencies anymore. I don't even know why we even look at this stuff. Wow. I don't know what to say about all of this.
I have something that's somewhat interesting otherwise here, Joanne. Let me send this to you.
What you got, friend?
It's coming. Hold on. My computer was freezing up here. I was trying to wait patiently for it to unfreeze here. I think it might be thawed out. There we go.
All right, it says you're typing. Radio signal that took 8 billion years to reach the Earth. Came from 7 interacting galaxies. You know, I love stuff like this. I really do. I know that we've been getting signals. And there's been so much reporting on that. You know, and when you look out there and you see all these planets and galaxies, I think it's pretty narcissistic to think that we're the only ones. I think that we are a lesser intelligence than what's going on out there. And that's why they only visit us once in a while. Because...
In a similar concept, but I think there could be other planets that might have civilizations not as civilized as us, but at the same time, I don't think we're at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, well, how many UFOs have been seen? Even when I was a kid, there was a little girl down the street who got up in the middle of the night and saw a UFO and reported it. It was in the paper, in the Record American in Boston newspaper. Mm-hmm. And the little girl, you know, showed them how to draw it out, what it looked like and everything. But why wouldn't there be other? I mean, if we got people like NASA and we got Elon Musk and Russia and everybody sending stuff off this planet, what's to say that there aren't other intelligent life forms looking for us, too, wondering what's out there? You know, and we were saying that Mars, they found water on Mars. What's water? H2O. 2 parts hydrogen, 1 part oxygen. So that tells you there's oxygen on that planet. So it could sustain life. If it can sustain water, it can sustain life.
Yes.
And life forms don't have to absolutely be in the human form either. Look how many life forms are right here on this planet. Everything from insects to germs to, you know, microscopic germs to humanoids, you know, bovine. There's all kinds of different life forms, plants. So it doesn't have to actually be, you know, in God's image. It could be any kind of a life form. But we, you know, there's been a lot of times people have seen UFOs. Who's to say that we haven't been visited? You know, and I think it's pretty narcissistic to think that we're alone. And if we are, so be it. But what if we're not? How cool is that? You know, not everybody wants to kill us. And we don't want to go out there and just kill everything, do we? If we find other life forms, we just got to kill
them. I'm sure there's other planets that are like us thinking there's no way there's other life forms except them.
Right. Yeah, so you got to keep an open mind about this stuff. You know, and I'm sure we got to protect against it just in case other life forms do want to kill us or not meaning to, you know, carry some germ that we're not able to fight and kill us off. We kill them off with our germs. We don't want to do that either. But I want to study them. I want to see them. I want to know. I want to know what's out there. I want to know who's out there. You know, God put us here. We don't know if he put other people other places. He might have. Or maybe he didn't. But, you know, there is evidence of extraterrestrial visits, just the minerals that we have that, you know, like iridium, that came from a meteor. The Gulf of Mexico was formed because of a meteor, and it's got one of the biggest iridium deposits in the world. So, and those are used in satellites, and you know that we've been getting signals. You know, there's like a repetitive signal that the scientists have picked up. And this one here just says, you know, it's what, 8 billion light years away? That's a pretty far distance, but who knows? Radio signal that took 8 billion years to reach Earth came from 7 interacting galaxies. So those galaxies are interacting and creating that noise. So that tells you there's a God right there, because that has to be intelligent design. Yeah, that's just proof of God. I think all of this stuff is cool. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. And I'm fascinated by energy, too. You know, I was out one night with a friend of mine, and we were sitting there, we were just chatting, and this guy sat down next to us. And we started talking and, you know, just making small talk. And then he started talking about energy. And I told him I was really interested in energy, too. And I started to tell him a little bit about some of the things that I knew and about some minerals and some metals and alloys and stuff. And he said, wait a minute, I have something in my car for you. So he went out to his car. When he came back, he had this little rock with him. He said, I put this in my car today, and I don't know why, but I think I was supposed to give it to somebody, and I think I'm supposed to give it to you. So I said, what is it? He said, it's aragonite. And I didn't know what aragonite was. He said, well, you'll find out. And I said, how do you know that? He said, because just by talking to you, I know you're going to go find out. Aragonite is, it's a rock. It's like a crystal. And it has metal in it, different metals. And do you know that that protects you from the radiation from 5 and 10G?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know about 10G, but I know for 5.
Yeah. Well, I was looking it up, and all the minerals and the ions and metals in there absorb along with the crystals. It deflects it. So I was thinking of all the other things that you could do with aragonite. I got a whole bunch of things that I've been studying about it. And it was just a perchance meeting at a restaurant with some stranger. I never saw him again either. But I think I was supposed to know about this aragonite, and now I've been studying it because it was landed on me. But I think that type of stuff is so cool. And I have all kinds of experiments. And I have all kinds of my inventions that I build. I can be invisible. I do that with cameras and stuff. I gave that idea to somebody, and they tried to perfect it, but they didn't get as far as I did. They were having a problem with shadow. I'm not having that problem. I know how to pixel it out. You know that robot dog that they use now, even CERN has one. It's called Spot. It was built by Boston Diagnostics, the robotics company. And, you know, its name is Spot. And if you kick it, it won't fall over. It has a balance of ballast. So that was what the important thing was the balance. But I found a way to improve it. See, the dog goes forwards and backwards, but I put a ball hip on it and a roto, right, shoulder in the front paws so it can step to the side. So if you were to build an exoskeleton for, say, Greg Abbott, he could call it. It would come and get him. It will pick him up and strap him to itself. It stands upright, and it won't fall over. But the ball hip allows it to step to the side so he could actually get into a vehicle and drive a vehicle just by blowing in a tube, using a joystick, or using a keyboard.
Okay.
He can walk, and he doesn't need the wheelchair. And you don't have to have everything low, like, you know, like desks and stuff when you walk into an office or a federal building. And they have the regular desk, and then they got the lower desk, so it's like you got to bow to the receptionist. You don't have to have everything down low. On all these injured veterans, you know, with no legs and stuff, they could literally get up and walk. And then it could put you back in bed and then take itself to the closet and fold itself up and store itself. And all you got to do is call it, and it will come back and get you and strap you to itself. It's using that technology from that dog. And the only thing I needed was the balance. Everything else I was able to do. But once I figured out how to make it balance so it doesn't fall downstairs, it can climb, it can walk, it can step to the side, that was the biggest thing that I needed to do. But that's the type of stuff I do in my spare time.
Well, that's awesome. I would like to see some of what you've done.
Yeah, my old man used to work nights at a big metal warehouse, and there was no place to get a hot meal, so I took a DeWalt battery and made a small microwave lunchbox, and I put them all together so I would make meals for him, and he could take his lunchbox to work, and he would get two heats out of it. There was no place to plug it in, so it's a rechargeable microwave lunchbox. And he could get a hot meal in the middle of the night. We can get two of them, actually, with the one charge on the DeWalt battery. You can do all kinds of stuff with batteries. Do you know everything is energy-proof? Just blinking your eyes gives off energy. If we don't have a battery problem, we have a storage problem. But we wouldn't have to store batteries because everything is energy. Like I said, just blinking your eyes is energy. Picture a belt around your waist. And like those electrodes that they, you know, check your heart with. If you put them all over you and you were just walking around, you're creating energy. And you could store it in this belt. You could run your house off this belt. Or you could run your car off of it. And just think of an alternator. All right, remember when you were a kid and they had the lights for your bicycle. And it had this little generator wheel. It was an alternator, and you put it up against your tire, and as the tire turned, the lights would light. Well, with these electric cars, all you need to do is put an alternator and a belt on all the wheels, all four wheels, and as the wheels are turning, they're charging the battery, just like your alternator in your gas-powered car. When the engine's running, that belt is turning, and it's recharging your battery. You only use the battery to turn the car on. And then the motor runs the rest of it. But that motor also charges that battery, so the next time you need that battery, it's charged. Well, what if you put that on all four tires? So now, instead of plugging your car in, if you want to charge it, take it for a ride. Not only that, but you could put air tubes through the body of that car, and you could put turbines inside those tubes, like little pinwheels. So as you're driving, the wind is blowing through those tubes. It's turning those little pinwheels, and that's recharging your battery. Also, when you're cutting through air, you know how your front bumper is curved so that it cuts the air, and it pushes the air to the sides of the car? Well, you can capture that air coming off the front of that bumper and run that through your tubes. And turn your turbines and recharge that car. You'd never have to plug the car in again. All you got to do is take it for a ride. You don't have to worry about charging stations up and down the highway. Those are already obsolete. And these people already know this. All these scientists and NASA and Tesla, Elon Musk, he already knows this. Look at how far they're going out into space. There's no gas stations in space. So obviously they're using different energy sources to move through space. So everything we have right now is obsolete. You got to think bigger. But that's the type of stuff I do in my spare time. I have a Razor scooter, an electric scooter. I haven't had to plug it in 5 years. Because I use all these little contraptions I make. If I want to charge my scooter, I take it for a ride. I don't need electricity. And you don't need electricity. You can get electricity out of the air. Everything is electric. Even breathing is electricity. You know, all these wires underground and wires. If you can send radio waves through the air, you can send electricity through the air. You know, all these satellites that are sending you your internet. Well, you have to plug your stuff in to pick up that signal. When you could actually run your stuff off that signal that's in the air. You don't need to plug anything in. You can just hook it right to that electricity that's going through those radio waves. Those are electricity. All that, they have to go through space. And you can pick that up. You don't need any electricity. Everything is energy. So I think that's why the guy gave me the yoga night, because he must have known. Somebody like me would know what to do with it. That organite, that little piece of organite, I could probably run this whole neighborhood. Just with the signals that could distribute. If you know how to do it right. Everything we have right now is obsolete and has been for 20 years. Even electric cars, they're already obsolete. The only reason they're making us have these electric cars is because they can control them from remote. But you can also control their stuff by remote, too. And if you can do it by remote, you know that there's energy by remote. You just have to know how to harness it. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I've always wondered how it is that they fuel the spaceships if they go out that far.
Yeah, because they already have an alternate energy. They use a lot of nuclear too, and a lot
of
coal.
They just don't want us to have it.
Right. That's like the internet. Once they started giving away the internet, you knew it was obsolete, and then they got this 4G and 5G, and they're already at 100G. And another thing that's energy is frequency, too. That's why they changed the frequency in music. They're at 420 hertz. Try 534 hertz and watch how beautiful your music sounds. But at 420, the music aggravates you. At 534 hertz, they call that the God frequency. Can you change frequencies on your mixer?
I put binaural beats in my stuff before. I'm familiar.
All right. Even go on YouTube and find music at 534 hertz. And it actually clears you, it heals you. Just the frequency is a healing thing. It will. It will help with blood flow. It will help you mentally chill out. Just do that experiment. Listen to music at the 420. I think that's kind of why they made Janis Joplin disappear. They suicided her because she wanted to play her music at the 534 frequency, and they wouldn't let her. And she put up a big stink about it. And she was smarter than they were telling us. I know that sounds weird, but everything sounds weird these days. So, you know, just think about it. Hey, my phone's going to die. It's giving me that beeping.
Well, that's all right. I've said my piece tonight, so I'm good. Joseph, you have
all
anything?
All right, Joe, you got anything?
No. Anything I was going to bring up is all these hundreds of thousands of illegals that were flown up here to the States. That's about it.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
That's, you know, that's, they were flying them in, so they don't even have to cross the border anymore.
Right.
They're just plucking them
yeah.
out of their own countries and bringing them here. They don't even have to make the trek. So that tells you we're being replaced. All right, this thing is going to die. Joe, thank you for calling in. Proof, thank you for putting up with me. And America, I love you. Good night, Freedomizers.
Good night.
All right, everyone. We'll be back again tomorrow. So please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oot.